And now to someone who spends a good deal of time getting on and off airplanes, NPR News analyst Juan Williams joins us for his weekly political chat. Juan, welcome back. And where the heck are you now?
Zoom, zoom. I'm in New York City for the holidays, Alex, with my family.
Well, good. Well, let's start actually with New York and Senator Hillary Clinton. She was forced to do some more damage control this week about a surrogate's comments about Senator Barack Obama. This time it's former Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry. Give us details, can you?
Well, Senator Kerry endorsed Senator Clinton, but in doing so, he then went on to elaborate about his admiration for a man he referred to as Barack Hussein Obama, and talk about how Barack Hussein Obama had a Muslim father and who has Muslim grandparents, and therefore he would be a wonderful emissary to Muslims in the world and spread a goodwill and more understanding of American foreign policy abroad. Well, of course, lots of people picked up on the idea that here is Senator Kerry emphasizing the Muslim background for Senator Obama at a time when Senator Obama has been making a pointed effort to say he's a Christian. In fact, if you look at his holiday commercials, it's all about Christian imagery with his family, his two daughters and his wife. And of course, his critics and some who are wish him the worst have been pointing out that his middle name is Hussein and asking how such a person could ever be elected president of the United States in this time of the war on terrorism. And so finally, Bob Kerry, picking up that it was being perceived in such negative light, apologized. But I don't think from what I'm hearing inside the Obama campaign, they didn't take it as an apology. They took it as a strategy by a Clinton supporter to, again, portray Obama as very vulnerable to Republican attacks in the general election.
All right. Well, at least the Democrats are out campaigning this week. You can't say that for former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, the Republican who was hospitalized briefly this week after what were described as flu-like symptoms. This is a kind of a bad day for him to be missing campaigning because he needs to be doing a little catching up now, doesn't he?
Well, he's got a terrific amount of catching up. I don't think he can catch up in Iowa or New Hampshire, but it would be good for him to raise his profile, and that was the intent. And the second thing is he needs to raise money. Recently, he'd been on the road places like Oklahoma, Texas, but anywhere that he could raise money because he's going to need a great deal of money as you approach these big states. And suddenly, he's in the hospital. And it's not just the hospital. It's also been that his numbers, his poll numbers, have just been sinking, Alex. Earlier this week, I was having a conversation with someone who said he may not win any of the first six Republican contests, and therefore it's hard to see him having any momentum. So a very difficult time, because when the conversation was about terrorism, he was doing well, and it subsumed all the conversation about his social stance on immigration, abortion, gay marriage, all that. Now, it seems as if there's less conversation about terrorism, more focus on character, and all of the questions about Rudy Giuliani have been sinking his campaign.
Your most interesting political conversation of the week, one.
Well, you know, it's a conversation about a conversation, Alex, and it's about Rush Limbaugh, the talk show host, America's number one talk show host, who said that a picture that he saw on the Matt Drudge website of Hillary Clinton looking rather tired and worn, he said, look at her. She's aging on the campaign trail, and nobody, no American is going to want to see a woman as she ages during her term as president of the United States. Limbaugh said, hey, you know what? I wasn't trying to insult her. He was simply pointing out that women oftentimes are held to a different standard than men as they grow older and age in public. But of course, the way that it came off and coming from Rush Limbaugh was as an attack on Hillary Clinton and a reminder to the American people that she has days when she's looking older. And it was as if he was, in fact, holding her to a very different standard than he would hold any male politician. So might have been somewhat tricky and you know, I think rather snarky. But you know what? He had a defense. But nonetheless, everybody, again, said this was not a well-intentioned comment by Mr. Limbaugh.
I would just say that Mr. Limbaugh is fortunate to be working in the medium of radio himself. And I don't know that his comments on the lookism of others are, well, Juan.
Happy holidays, Alex.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.